Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Beck. Welcome to Fit and Full of It.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good.
We did that at the same time.
When people ask me what I do, if I say straight up, I'm an influencer, they automatically have like a connotation. So what's your reason behind working out? It's to feel good?
100%. God damn, girl, you were amazing.
Not caring, windows down, music on.
Cleaning my house. And I just play my playlist and I start going for it. I've definitely seen my neighbours looking in one time and they're like, what is she doing? But I'm like, I'm enjoying cleaning, get over it.
I think I have a bitch face. No one talks to me. Whenever I'm in Maya or David Jones, I'm like, do I smell? Because no one's actually talking to me.
Just sitting there getting this facial and she goes, so what's your skin routine at the moment? And I'm like, oh, here we go. This bitch is an idiot. I'm like, okay. All right, so today's podcast, just before we get started, we'll just give you a little bit of an update on what's going on in this podcast. So we're going to be talking about a little bit of something, I guess, is close to both of us, and it's quite well known in this world, in this culture. What's the word for it?
Yeah, it's very prevalent in the fitness industry, and I feel like it's one of the most frequently asked things to my page particularly because it's kind of about fitness and very food related. So we're going to be talking about eating disorders. So I guess this is a bit of a trigger warning at the start of the episode.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So obviously if you're experiencing anything similar to what we speak about, definitely visit any helplines. We're going to pop some in the show notes of the video, but there are some great foundations like Butterfly Foundation or anything like that. Definitely reach out to them if you are struggling.
So we're going to be talking about like our kind of stories, about that kind of thing. We can't give it much advice, but I guess we can talk about what we've done and what we've been through and to get to where we've gotten today.
Exactly. And if you guys do want us to get like a professional to speak about this topic, we are so happy to do that.
Absolutely.
If you listen to it and think that maybe you want some professional
advice. I think that would definitely be helpful. Mm-hmm. Even for us. I mean, we're not going through anything right now, but it would definitely be helpful.
Yeah, for sure. And we are going to end it with a little bit of lighthearted truth cleanse. So if you don't know what truth cleanse is, guys, you are basically confessing your deepest, darkest secrets to us. You're getting them off your chest. You're cleansing yourself. And this week we're doing three, but they're kind of more like rapid fire, like absolutely outrageous.
Ridiculous.
Like when I saw these, I could not.
We just cannot give advice on these because they're just so ridiculous.
No, it's just more like a shock and awe reaction. Yeah. So we're going to say nothing else about it until the end of the episode.
Just hang around. You do not want to miss this.
100%. But let's get into the episode anyway.
I'm so excited. A couple of weeks and it is my birthday. On the Sunday, we're going to go out and have a bottomless brunch and I'm so excited.
Yeah,
I'm really bad with a bottomless brunch though.
Bottomless brunch, like it's a good time.
The best
then
time.
You get overexcited, right? I can't eat and drink very well at the same time. So I'll eat still. Like I'll eat after, but like when I'm at the brunch, I'll like be like, oh, cocktails, yeah. And then I'll drink cocktails and then I'll be like, oh my God, I didn't eat. So now I feel like a little bit too drunk and a little bit sick. And then I'll obviously get like, you know, food on the way home as you do.
That's such a waste.
But what time do you go to bed? Because like it's so confusing when you drink earlier. You just like want to crash when you go home, but then you end up waking at 3 a.m. in the middle of the bloody night or morning and you're like, what am I doing awake?
Oh no, I'm so here for it. I'm such a nana. Like honestly.
I am.
So this is going to be starting at 2. And even though I'm like, yeah, that's the perfect time for me because honestly, I'll be at home
it's 2 o'clock's
bed.
Good.
2's great.
Yeah,
2 to 4.
That.
And then we go out for a couple of drinks after, happy days, in bed by 9, 10 o'clock.
Do you know what? I have a request. Mm. Can there be more places that you can dance in Brisbane, like at the bars?
You were requesting that to me and I was like, babe, I cannot help this.
Can you please build a dance floor? But seriously, like I know like the Wharf, for instance, like there needs to be some sort of dance floor.
Oh, definitely. Like, we are here for a boogie.
I am here for a bloody boogie and I want a dance floor.
So naturally, as it is my birthday, I'm like, well, I'm obviously gaining a new outfit. Like that's a no-brainer.
For
right?
sure.
Have to get a new outfit. Getting my nails done. I've decided it's a whole thing. It's a whole process and I never do any of this. I'm like the biggest boy as a girl kind of vibe because I suck.
The nails are another story.
I cannot do that. Yeah. So anyway, I've got a story because I thought, bugger it, I'm going to start looking on the weekend. And I had one of my friends, Macca Rover, and we were looking through this website and I was like, yep, love, love, love. And they had 50% off and I was like, oh my God, it's the time to do it. So I've now purchased 3 separate outfits. And as you would probably do in the shop, you would try them on and then purchase, as you would.
Yeah.
Normal. Buying online, you don't get that privilege. So I've bought online, 2 have received, I have received.
Yeah.
1 I'm waiting on. So I opened up the first one today and I was like, I've been catfished. Like this is not,
this I've is got not a catfish the dress. Story, yeah.
This is not it. Like it's completely different to what it looks like. It is, like it says, this is the thing. I think it's called Miranda dress or something like that. It is that, but it is so different. And I put it on, it's like falling off my shoulder. It was really bad.
Yeah, look, so you've got to get a reputable brand there.
I bought from this brand before. Yeah.
Oh, I know. Gosh, I'll ask you what it is later.
And then the second one that I got was nice, but it just wasn't what the photo looked like.
Mate,
so I'm
that
super disappointed.
100%. I can say, like, and this was ages ago. So, like, a long time ago. Maybe they've evolved since then. And I was like, this is like a child's skirt. Like, it was like, I don't know. It was like.
Do they do children clothing? Did
no,
they fuck up?
No, it was just like, all, like a cardboard fabric feeling. Like, this particular thing was like the complete wrong size, and don't even let me get started on sizes, because how many times have you tried a size on at one place and then a size on it at another place, and they're completely different?
Not even. I have a friend who used to work for Cotton On, and she literally put the same size pair of pants up against each other and they were different.
Yeah,
so they were like, it was different, and I was like, that's the worst. So you think you're a size 8, but you're a size 15. Not even a size.
That's something that you literally can't get down about, because I know 100% there's people that are like, oh my God, I'm not fitting into this. And I've seen that, like, I've worked in retail before.
Yeah.
And I've seen people try on specific sizes and then get like disheartened because they don't fit into the size. But it's like, actually, like, these sizes are fucked.
Yeah, and they're not right. Like,
no.
And then they get so upset.
And they're different.
Yeah.
They're different wherever you go.
So today we're going to be talking, I guess, we've already mentioned it slightly, but a little bit about our backstories and I guess our history into not just like eating disorders, but our exposure to eating disorders. And I guess both being fitness coaches, we've had a lot of that. And I know for myself personally over the years, I mean, I've been doing this for nearly 10 years now. I've seen and so many people go through it. And it's not just so much eating disorders. It's also, and I had this myself, but like exercise, it's called anorexia athletica. Basically, it's excessive exercising to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't necessarily mean you're eating less or doing less in that sense, but you might be exercising a lot more than you're used to.
To burn calories,
yeah. So I've seen a lot of this, I guess, in the fitness industry, and I also was guilty of it myself for a long time, getting fresh into exercise. This is before I was even a coach, because I guess for me, something that I grew up, and it's going to sound kind of weird and we'll get kind of deep and dark, but growing up, I was like, not the chubby kid, but I definitely had a little bit of weight on me. Then I grew.
Oh my God, I cannot imagine. That happened to me too.
Really?
Literally, I was like not very tall, and then I like had a growth spurt. Yeah. But I was like, I was chubby though. I was a bit of a chubby kid.
Yeah, and like there's nothing wrong with that. I remember being like chubby, and Mum had a new partner, and he was like, oh, it's okay. It's just puppy fat. He used to say I had puppy fat.
Fuck off.
Not even kidding. And he would like be grabbing at my puppy fat on my stomach saying that I had puppy fat. And I was like, what do you mean puppy fat? I'm a kid, but also this is weird. And
how old are you?
I'd say probably like 13, 12, 13. Kind of creepy now looking back at it. Mm. Probably an offense.
She's not with him now.
No. God, no. Oh, okay. My God. And Mum was like, oh, my God, don't be silly. Like, you're going to grow. It's all going to go, blah, blah, blah. And it did. Like, I did grow. And then obviously it all kind of like evened out, and that was fine.
Mm.
And I was never fat or anything like that. I guess I just always assumed that I was just kind of a normal build sort of thing. And I never really exercised, but I always ate quite – I mean, you're a kid. You eat whatever you want and nothing really changes, right? And then one day I started playing basketball a lot more seriously and just like doing a lot more of it. And then I ended up changing from high school to a sports high school. Literally the school was all about different sports, and I went to basketball specific. And you literally played basketball every single day. I was having to get myself there. So you're constantly like moving around. We did clinics. I was getting paid to go to school to teach kids how to play basketball. It was,
oh my God, this is why you're so good at. I remember you saying you played basketball, but we've played that game where you like go to a court and you do like the shot.
Around the world.
Yeah, around the world. And Alex like schools me and him every time. And now I know why.
Look, it's not because of that. I didn't. I mean, maybe it is.
Or maybe it's because we're shit.
No, you guys try. You try. And I remember being at this school. And I guess a little bit more learning about how, because this teacher at the time was a PT and he was very focused on making sure we knew what exercise was and what eating right was, blah, blah, blah. And I was exercising so much at that point that I remember like going to a party where I was with my other school friends. So the old school that I'd gone to, there was all these people there that I was catching up with for the first time in months because I hadn't seen them. Obviously, I moved schools. And I went there and they were like, oh my God, you look insane. Like, what have you done? Like, you look amazing, blah, blah, blah. And getting all this praise. And I was like, oh, nothing. Like, and I really genuinely thought I'd done nothing. And they were like, you look tiny, rah, rah, rah. And I remember being at the time being like, nothing has changed. Like, I've done nothing other than move to a different school where, yeah, I'm doing a little bit more exercise. And then once they started saying that, I was like, oh my God, maybe I can see it a little bit. And then you start getting fixated on that.
Yeah.
And I started getting fixated on how much calories can I burn. And then I started learning about calories in food, and that was a whole new rabbit hole. Mm. And I remember being so fixated on getting to a certain amount every day. And if I was eating above what I was burning, I had to go and go for a walk.
Yeah.
And it just became this really toxic, toxic environment. I think at that point I was so unaware of what I was actually doing to my body.
I feel like a lot of these problems start when you're younger and when you're so impressionable. Yeah. And the comments that get made when you're a kid, so like puppy fat. I was like bullied when I was really young before I had my growth spurt about being fat.
Yeah.
And like, it's not that I think that I'm fat now, but it's just like that sticks with you.
It does stick with you. And it's so unfortunate that
kids
can suck. And but it's also that you're at a point in your time and your age where you just don't assume that anything's really going to stick. And I felt that. Like, I remember having certain boyfriends in like grade 2 and 3 who would say things like that, like, oh, I want to be with the skinnier one or whatever. And it's not even like,
oh, that's so terrible. That is so, that's like just unlocked a bloody memory for me from like being younger. That's terrible.
Wait, that crying. This, yeah, whole thing.
This is really getting deep.
So deep. But it's so weird because I look, you know how there's that trend at the moment and you look back and it's like, if only they knew. And I look back at this photo of me in like grade 2, grade 3, around like primary school, and I'm like, God damn, girl, you were amazing. Like, you should never let anything like that stick with you to a point where then even getting the comments where I went to that party and they were like, you look amazing, what are you doing? And I had no idea at that point. And then I realized I'd lost weight. And I was like, well, that's what looks amazing. Now I'm getting this amazing attention where everyone's saying I look really good.
Yeah.
But I was so not looking good. I've got photos there. And I'm like, damn, like, it's really bad that you're at this point where you look ridiculously skinny and people are saying you look good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's a really hard thing because I understand, like, when people have like weight loss and you want to make a comment, but it's almost like worth not making a comment on someone's size, making a comment on their personality or like how they style their hair that day or their makeup or their outfit, and like sticking away from those kind of like more toxic body comments, like, oh, you're looking so skinny, what are you doing? Because
maybe
they're looking skinny because they haven't eaten because they're depressed. Do you know what I mean?
There,
like, that could
so
be happening.
Or they're ill, like they've got actually something genuinely wrong with them, like,
yeah,
as 100%. In like a disease, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've got to be really careful.
You really do. And it does stick with you. And when somebody's telling you you look amazing and you're losing weight, it's really quite bad. Mm. And then I kind of like fixated on the calories and stuff like that, which is something that for me now I'm aware of what's in things, but I would not count. And that's just me personally. I cannot count calories because I just think that I would go down another bad rabbit hole and be so fixated on that. Do you know what I mean?
So do you reckon you've like come out of that now that you're like, you've got that good relationship with food and with health and fitness?
100%. And that definitely took time because I remember then when I did gain, I ended up gaining like 10 kilos or something like that.
Right.
So it was a fair amount to have gained because at that point I'd gotten really low, like under 50 kilos. And I was like, wow. And I didn't realize until I went to the dietitian and she was like, not great for your height and everything like that. And obviously I was still quite young, but definitely that took a time because then you've gained all this weight and you started being like, oh, well, now I feel flabbier than I used to and all these things. And it comes with insecurities, but I think it's what, 10 years on now from that stage in my life. So yes, absolutely. I've grown and I've changed so, so much and I've learned so much, but I think that comes with maturity as well. That's not something that can be taught overnight, but it's something you have to be so aware of for a long time, unfortunately, that you can slip into these like little bad patches.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Like,
yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean? You get so many people saying, oh, I'm in this really shitty time and I just feel shit about everything and I feel shit about myself. That's okay. Like,
you don't have to be happy all the time.
Not
all
the time.
That's toxic positivity.
Yeah. That's exactly what that is.
100%. Yeah. I've definitely had a roller coaster. Really does start so young.
So young.
And like you, I had a similar thing where I had like a growth spurt and I was like, I wasn't fat, but I was just chubby. Like, you're a kid, right?
You're a kid.
You're a bloody kid.
You're not worrying about that shit.
No.
Shouldn't you?
100%. I remember the first time, even like something similar to calories or like being like, oh, I shouldn't eat this. And maybe that happened like in year 11 and I saw this girl like put back like a lamington and she was like, oh, I'm not going to have that. And I was like, what? Like, what? What do you mean you're not
going to
have that?
Amazing that you got to year 11 before seeing something like that though.
Yeah. I definitely had issues like what I was saying with the bullying and being fat, but I never really, maybe I just didn't think about it. Didn't put two and two together. I kind of had the growth spurt, didn't care about it, was in the back of my mind. So I wasn't like ever the skinniest or the fittest person. Now that I'm talking about it, I feel like I had, when I was in that situationship, which I talked about in the episode before, that was probably my skinniest point. So I'm what am I, like 180 centimeters. I would say I weighed 63 kilos.
Oh my goodness.
Which is tiny. Yeah. Like it's very small.
Because you're very tall.
Because I'm really tall.
Tiny.
It was tiny.
That's like where I'm at now.
Yeah.
I'm a lot shorter than you.
Yeah. All it's like a lot. It's different. It depends on like your bone structure and all of that
of
stuff.
Course.
Like, but
yeah,
for me,
so much to wear.
Yeah. For me, it was a really small weight. And I realized now that, or like I realized after that, that I was that weight because I was in this like toxic environment where I was unhappy,
yeah.
But at the same time I was getting all this praise. Mm. So I was working at Kukai at this point. And like if you've been shopping at Kukai, you know that the sizes are small as.
Yeah, they're tiny. And like, they are tiny. And they start from zero or is it double zero?
No, it's they did actually increase their sizes.
Okay, good.
Which is good. But they start from a size six. So it's, I'm not sure what about that one, but like the 34. Is a
oh,
size
that's
six,
right, yeah.
And I remember everyone that I worked
I
with
got, like ones and twos and stuff.
They do. That's like in their basics, oh, yeah. Okay. I'm not. I feel like they've changed that, so I don't really know. Can't comment.
Yeah,
but yeah. So everyone that I worked with, they were all like size six, and even though I was like the smallest I've ever been, I was never a size six.
Okay.
And so they would all share
also
clothes.
180 centimeters.
Also 180 centimeters tall. But I'd be like, fuck. Okay. Like I'm not a size six. Like I could probably be like I could probably look better. So even at my smallest, I was still thinking, I could be better. I could look better. And I trained for aesthetic reasons.
Yeah.
Like this is before I was aware of anything that was calorie related. Like I wasn't aware of macros or anything like that. It was before I had done any certifications. So I was just eating like a rabbit. I like looked through my Snapchat memories and I looked at a dinner and it was like two potatoes, one tiny little slither of salmon and like two beans.
It's
and
ridiculous.
That was my dinner. And I was like posing with it with my like sports bra and gym tights being like, yeah.
Fitspo.
Yeah, Fitspo. Which is so like it was really in that era of this Fitspos.
Absolutely.
And I guess after that, I got out of the situationship and like became a bit happier in my general life. So I didn't have this stress that was kind of minimizing my hunger, if that makes sense. Because that really happens to me when I'm stressed and like when I'm sad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which it sounds really sad to talk about it, but I was in this situationship, right?
True. Yeah.
Where I was sad. So I wasn't as hungry. So I wasn't eating as much. Then when I was like in a relationship and I was happier, then I started putting weight on.
Yeah.
And even though I was doing the things that I was doing before, like I was trying to do them anyway, I was gaining weight.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
But good weight to have been.
Oh, 100%. Like
gained.
It was needed to be gained. But at the time, I didn't think like that.
Of course.
Once again, I restricted my calories and I kept restricting them until I would be that girl that would eat clean on a week.
Yeah.
And then on the weekend, I would absolutely eat everything in sight. And like to the point where it would make me feel sick. So I wouldn't say that I had a proper like full on binge eating disorder. Like I wasn't purging or anything like that. But I was really restricting my calories to the point where I was like malnourished and I felt like I had to eat all of this food.
It's like you're compensating. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's 100%. Almost like your body is saying, we actually need all of this food, all of these micro and macronutrients. Mm. And instead of them like kind of just letting you keep going on this bad habit, it's been like, give us everything. And it's your body craving it. It genuinely is. It's craving the salts. It's craving the proteins. It's craving everything that you actually need.
Absolutely. It starts to make you think and mind trick yourself that you like these foods when you don't actually.
Yeah.
So you start feeling like these absolutely random things that you've never liked before, but it's because your body's like, give me this food because I need it.
Actually need it.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
And you feel like you're not in control. And I think that was one of the things. I'm a little bit of a control freak when it comes to like work and stuff like that. And maybe that's like a little bit of my personality. Mm. So it kind of was like a way of not being in control, like with these like quote unquote binge eating episodes where I would just eat not everything, but I'd eat like a lot of food.
Oh my God. I've been there. Like I feel I can so resonate with this because I've definitely had these times and like it came to the point where I was like, I'm lactose intolerant and I would have a whole thing of Tim Tams.
Yeah.
Like I was just, I don't know why. It's like I almost, because I am lactose intolerant, my body's like, I'm craving the chocolate, but I can't have it. So I ate the whole packet and it just felt so bad. And then I would just be like, keep going because I don't know. And you feel so sick.
100%. And you trial out all these different diets. So I did so many. I was like, I did like vegan. I did like all of these crazy different diets and none of them would work because I was just like.
It's not sustainable either. If you're
restricting,
doing it for an aesthetic reason.
100%. Yeah. And if you're not like meeting your body's needs with calories, like for a really long period of time.
Yeah.
You're never going to stick to it.
No way.
Like calorie deficits. Yeah, they work and yeah, they can be effective, but they're not long term.
They're
not forever.
Lifestyle changes. You can't do that forever.
100%.
It's like the keto diet, not the keto, I guess, and the other one, paleo. where it's like all...
My stomach is rumbling. I don't know if you guys can hear this, but I'm not sure what's going on.
We're obviously talking about food and you're like, yeah, I know. Hungry.
My stomach's like, you need to eat. We will be eating after this. Well,
it's funny because your body needs those things, like restricting just carbs, restricting like whatever. What's a keto? Yeah, keto is where they just eat
just fats and proteins. Yeah, and you're restricting an entire food group. It's easier for the brain to be like, no, I'm never going to have any of this again for a short term. Mm. But then after a while, it's not going to work.
It's not going to last. Unless like you genuinely love it. But honestly, if you're telling me you don't love a bowl of pasta, who are you?
And or just like bread.
Bread, crackers. Anything.
Like fruit and vegetables, though.
They have carbs.
Yeah, they have carbs.
Yeah.
I feel like we talked about this in a previous episode where it's a bit of a double-edged sword because it was almost like one of the best things but still a complicated thing that I did when I learned about calories and about macros was because then I knew how to fuel my body and the education behind it. And I do really think that's important. But then that's I think that there's like this line where you can go over it and then you can be like you were saying, when you're meticulously tracking, you're being obsessed with it, you're over exercising to meet your targets, when it shouldn't be like that. You should have this knowledge and this education around calories and macronutrients, but not take it over the top or like not go overboard with it,
which is really hard to do. And I guess it's getting a bit better now in society, but I definitely know in the era where I was doing it, it was very, very driven. I was on Instagram and all that kind of stuff, and all of the things that used to pop up for me, it's completely different now. I guess it's all very much more better and focused on being healthy. But at that time, it was all focused on diet and exercising, and it was all focused on calories and very, very big on MyFitnessPal and all of that kind of thing. So that's why it's tricky, because what you're surrounded by and what you're focusing on, you're going to then start like implementing into your life. So being told every single day that this is a great body size, this is the, you know, calorie tracker that you should be doing and you should be focusing on these sorts of things, that's naturally what I did. And I think that at that time in my life, I'm glad I did it, because you live and you learn. But it also makes me just look back and feel so sad, because I missed out for like a good 3-4 years of just being able to enjoy things. I remember even alcohol at that point, I was like, oh my God, what's the lowest alcohol? And I just turned fresh 18. Like, enjoy your life, babe. Do you know what I mean? It sucks.
100%. It is turning a corner now, I feel like. There are still those like magazine articles that's like, eat 500 calories a day and lose 5 kilos a week.
That's
like,
ridiculous.
Stupid.
Juice cleansers. Not even get me started.
Yeah, or just cleansers that aren't the truth cleanse in general.
Yeah.
Like, your body cleanses itself. Like it's built.
You do not need to put juice into your body to cleanse it.
No, and juice is great. Don't get me wrong. I love a good juice, but don't just have juice.
Like, every day, all day.
You need other things. So it's really good that it's kind of turned a corner, and it's macros and high protein and a good amount of carbs for energy and a good amount of fats for your hormones and eating for health. You know, you could have goals with that. You could be on a calorie deficit for a reasonable amount of time and then come off that and maybe decide that you want to go into a surplus and build muscle, as long as you're doing it with that knowledge and education behind you and you're not going overboard.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to find that balance. And I guess for some people, it's impossible to count calories because they have these bad relationships with food. So for you, for example, you know about calories, but you feel like you don't want to track. Yeah. And that is fine. That is for you. And that is exactly what you should do. Everyone's different. So it really just depends what you're going to do with that information. Definitely. If that makes sense.
Totally. And I think that we kind of spoken a bit about what's gotten us out of where we were. And for me, like I mentioned, it was that trigger of, I don't want to be actually classified and put into this group of having a problem and an eating disorder, because I genuinely never believed that I did.
Yeah.
What do you think are some things that maybe if they're going, somebody's going through something like this right now, that they could potentially do? I mean, we're not, obviously we're not professionals. We can't just be like, hey, go and, you know, look at your childhood and make sure nothing happened there. Obviously there's steps and you should be going and seeking help that way. But certain things right now, like what's a tip and trick that you would suggest doing? For me, it's like not going onto MyFitnessPal. If you know that that's something that, like me, I can't track calories, because I will focus on that and I'll be like, or I'll be disheartened. I think more I'd probably be disheartened by the amount that I actually eat, because right now I'd feel fine. I'm enjoying the food that I'm having. I don't worry about calories, what I'm eating, none of that.
You know yourself and you know if something is becoming slightly an issue. So if you're on a calorie deficit and you think it's like affecting your mental health in any way, put it down. Say, we'll come back to this. Come back to it later. Maybe even get like a health coach to help you sort through that and get you on the right track, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. if you notice that somebody, and because it's tricky because I had people noticing it before I did. So it's one of those situations that maybe you don't have any idea that you're in this situation right now.
Yeah.
And what we're talking about means nothing to you because you actually aren't aware that you're in this situation.
Mm.
If you've got a friend, family member, loved one that you can see sort of the same sort of habits, my advice to you would be trying to just see if they're okay. Just check in with them because
yeah.
sometimes it's not the fact that they're actually restricting and doing anything because they want to lose weight. Sometimes they actually need a little bit of extra help.
Yeah, they're you sad. Know? They're in a situation.
There is shit going on.
Yeah, or
so
yeah, for
checking
sure.
in and just making sure because rather than I've had people, not me personally, but I've had people that'll be like, I just can't believe she's not eating all the time. It's really annoying and she just keeps losing weight and like complaining about it. And it's like, well, maybe she's actually not okay.
Yeah.
Like maybe we should be checking in and making sure she's like mentally okay too.
Definitely. Mm. Not commenting on someone's size or weight
yes.
instead of being like, how are you doing lately?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we will leave people in, we'll leave some tags and links in the show notes as well because absolutely we cannot give you that advice. So.
Yeah. We'll leave some support links for you down in the show notes.
In the chat.
And if you do want us to get a professional to talk about this topic on the pod, we can do that. But we are going to end it on a little bit more of a lighthearted
yes.
note after speaking about our experience. We are going to go into our truth cleanse. So what is our truth cleanse, Alex? Wait, we've already actually told
I think
them.
We did speak about this, but our truth cleanse is weekly. We love, love, love. Like, I mean, at the moment they're sending them to you, but hopefully we'll be able to send them into our Instagram soon.
Yes.
I love listening to them because I find them hilarious. Sometimes people, the confessions, they're anonymous, completely anonymous. So you're giving off whatever you need to let go of. So it can be any sort of confession, any sort of like, I guess maybe even a regret. Like, let it off your chest, feel amazing afterwards, and we talk about them and maybe have a little giggle because some of them are hilarious.
The today's ones, guys, I honestly fell off my bloody chair when I read them. It's a little bit of a joke series. It's a little bit lighthearted. I don't think Alex has heard these.
Oh my God,
because
yes.
they've gone to me. So I've got three. I might even rapid fire them, just have an initial reaction. So
a rapid fire? Oh,
maybe.
God.
Or okay. Confession one. Ready?
Yeah.
I got into road rage and saw where the guy lives. Now every few mornings I take a dump in his front yard on my morning jog. Like, are you...
I can't.
For real.
I cannot.
Are you serious?
They're serious. Now, okay, I have a question.
The logistics of it.
There's that. I mean, are there cars driving past?
What time of day is it?
What? Who is this, a girl or a boy? Like, I'm
is
going with
a
boy.
Or a boy?
I'm going with a boy.
Surely.
I just don't know.
Girls can't poo on cue.
Can guys poo on cue?
I don't know. I feel like guys, like, okay, maybe this is just like my particular situation. I feel like Tim... like could shit anytime and I just feel like I can't be that I can't
hey,
be that
Tim,
girl.
Go take a shit. Okay.
Yeah. Literally, so he's always shitting. I'm so sorry for the poo chat. I'm so sorry. But yeah, I'm a bit confused about that one. Should we go to number two or do you have any more comments?
I don't have any comments because I cannot give advice on that. Maybe stop shitting on their lawn. It's probably not very nice.
Yeah.
Like, look, how bad was this road rage?
Yeah, I'm a bit concerned for the mental health of both of these.
Yeah.
Both of these people.
Imagine being, no, just imagine every morning being like, another dog shit.
And cleaning
in the same
it
spot.
Up. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, that's a big bloody
imagine
dog.
Imagine they've got CCTV. I'd be worried if I was taking a shit on
oh,
someone's
yeah.
lawn.
You're going to get a call soon at the police station.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Someone's shitting in my lawn.
Oh, I've had it. I've had it. It's the weirdest.
All right, confirm what?
No, it's a thing. Yeah, people, they do it. There's no DNA and shit, so you can't find out who it was.
Alex, I'm a changed person listening to that fact.
Hilarious.
Wow, I've taken away something from this episode
so
today.
So if you ever want to get away with something, just shit everywhere.
Oh my God, send someone a steaming bag of shit.
Yeah, because they will have no idea who it is.
That's actually genius. Maybe we shouldn't.
It's genius, but yeah. I mean, we're not going to do it.
No, we're not.
Gross.
Like me plotting in my head.
Yeah.
Who am I going to send a bag of poo to? I'm kidding, guys. That would never happen. All right, confession number two.
Yeah.
When my husband annoys me, I sprinkle my hair on the side of his bed so it gets tangled in his bum crack.
Where is she tangling her hair? How is it getting in his bum crack?
He's obviously sleeping naked, but like all the places.
Not even then, but how is it getting in the bum crack?
I'm assuming it's because it's sweaty. But like, why? Like, I don't understand. I guess it's, yeah.
The image is going in my head right now, I can't talk about because it's quite disturbing. But like, is it going up the bum hole?
Oh, yuck. To be honest, like, as a girl with long hair, I've had a bum crack. I've had a hair stuck in my bum crack before.
I just picture him walking out of bed and a bit of hair. He's got a tail.
You can't say that it hasn't happened to you like once.
Oh, it happens in the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like
In the bed, I don't get it.
In the bed. And like imagine him getting up out of bed and he's just got like
Look, there's hair so many follow-up questions.
Is there really?
Okay, maybe not. I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
All right, confession number three.
Oh no, your face. Oh no, what is it? Beck's face literally just scrunched up. She's just not having it.
This one's almost Hands on face. Like, oh, no. It's almost a bit like triggering, concerning. Okay, I found my mum's sex toys growing up.
What?
I used them. I don't know why I did it.
No. No. Beck, no. The sex toys.
Can I just say, if I ever found my mum's probably listening to this, so please just switch it off. If I ever found out my mum was using sex toys, I would be like, what? Like, it's totally fine. Like, of course, do your thing. But if I found them as a teenager,
that's fucked
I would
up.
Say,
no, 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 no.
I don't even think I can comment on this. And
I've got zero comments and zero follow-up questions.
That one's just like
I mean, get it off your chest.
I don't know why you did it either, really. Is that what she said? Yeah. She's probably told not a soul this. So this is why this segment's kind of nice.
It is kind of nice.
Not for us sometimes.
I mean, reading that, I'm like secondhand traumatized.
Yeah. But like for her, she's gotten it off her chest.
Yeah. She's like, probably feeling really good about
it. Yeah. She's, you know, she's taken the lid off that bottle.
She's moving on with life and we deal with it now.
Now we're just. Yeah. I'm living with the trauma.
Imagine. Oh my God. Her mum would not know. Oh no.
No.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, that is the end of that episode.
Ugh.
So, that is the end of the Truth Cleanse segment. If you want to submit. Yeah, I know, right? Truth Cleanse submissions happen every Sunday. So if you are wanting to submit a Truth Cleanse, definitely hop onto our Instagram. We will link that into the show notes below. But that is the end of this episode. Next week, what are we talking about, Alex?
Burning out, the signs and symptoms of burning out.
Avoiding burnout and telling society's expectations to jog on.
Yeah, we'll get into it next week. But ridiculous. We don't need to listen to people when we don't need to be told what we need to do day in, day out.
Absolutely.
So we're going to be discussing our experiences on this, our sort of signs and symptoms of burnout, society's expectations of us, and what we believe they are. And we've got more truth cleanses to come and bring to you. So we are so excited, guys!
Thank you so much for listening.